On the KSRO live line with us is Nisa Sequeira. She's the public relations director for the Marin Sonoma Mosquito and Vector Control District. Good morning, Nisa.
Good morning.
I noticed it for the first time, I think, on Saturday evening after a beautiful day in Sonoma County, and you're sitting in the living room watching TV or outside, and all of a sudden you hear that horrible sound. Zzz. The mosquitoes are out already.
Yes, it is that time of year. In fact, this week is actually Mosquito Awareness Week.
Well, let's celebrate together by telling us how to get rid of those pesky little buggers.
Well, first and foremost, you want to take a moment just to go around your yard, look for anything that has captured water, dump that water out, put buckets indoors, put any type of other toys or junk or anything that's going to collect water. Remove that, put that indoors if you need to store it, over the summer. Just make sure you don't have anything that's standing water. And don't forget to check your rain gutters as well.
All right, Nisa, I'm going to try to stump the band here. I actually had this happen over the weekend. My little girl had a pretty serious looking bite. Should you be worried about a mosquito bite?
Well, unfortunately, you can't tell, just by the look of a mosquito bite whether or not you may have been infected by a mosquito-borne disease. But if you are bitten by a mosquito, just make sure that your children or you don't itch it, because that bacteria under your fingernails can make that bite infected.
That's impossible, Nisa. Come on. Those things itch really, really badly.
I know. You got to use some restraint. It's hard. But if you do start to feel ill after about a week or so, definitely talk to your doctor.
And we all want to know, every year we want to know this, what is the best possible repellent we can buy?
Okay, so everybody's a little different in terms of what they like and maybe what works best for them, but the ones that have been tested and proven to protect you from disease-carrying insects are going to have the active ingredient either DEET, and you want something that's about a 20% DEET.
20% DEET.
That'll protect you from ticks as well. But you can also use picaridin.
What's that?
It's just another type of active ingredient that protects you from mosquito bites and ticks.
So it is, what did you call it, Mosquito Awareness Week? Is that what we're in?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. It's also the dawn of the mosquito fish. They're available usually in spring, if I have that correct, right?
Yes. So they'll be available sometime in May. We don't have an exact date yet, but if you make sure just to check our Facebook page, check our website, we will announce those as soon as they are available.
Who qualifies for mosquito fish?
Yeah.
Anybody in Marin and Sonoma counties that has a pond or some type of permanent water feature that is at least 18 inches deep.
18 inches deep.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. Very good. Now, are there other things? They have the candles, the citronella candles and things like that. Does that do us any good to combat mosquitoes?
They don't. They have limited repellency effects.
Yeah.
So,
we need to know, Larry.
It's a waste of money.
Listen, I got a friend who swears by those citronella whatever you call them.
Candles, yeah.
Yeah.
But there's one more question, Nisa, and I think this has been an age-old question. Maybe you're the person who can answer it correctly. Why do mosquitoes bite some people and not others?
Well, that is a really good question. So everybody has a different chemical makeup. So it just depends on, for an example, first off, mosquitoes are always attracted to you if you're breathing
narrows it down.
Dioxide. So our breath.
Okay.
They are attracted to our breath.
Okay.
But some people, sweat a little more. That emits more carbon dioxide. It really just kind of depends on your chemical makeup.
And the mosquito eater, the big, large insects that we see, is that an old wives' tale? Is that just a fallacy? Are they not really mosquito eaters?
No, they do not eat mosquitoes. As a matter of fact, they don't even have any type of biting mouth part.
Oh, my goodness gracious sakes. And I've done such a good job at trying to keep them alive, thinking they're going to serve me in that particular way. Well, it's something that we, as a part of all of our lives from now through fall, really, here in Sonoma County. So Mosquito and Vector Control Awareness Week. If we've got a really bad problem with them, do we call you?
Yes, our telephone number is 707-285-2200. And so if you're being bitten by mosquitoes, if you have questions, please give us a call and we can help you.
All right, very good. You've shed light on a number of mosquito subjects for us this morning, and we appreciate that, Neza.
Thank you.
All right, that is Neza Sequeira. She is the Public Relations Director for the Marin Sonoma Mosquito and Vector Control District, and they really can help if you got a real problem with that.